I've grown plenty of them. White ones and the red ones.
Yeah, sure. Radishes or
radishes.
How's that?
Radishes.
Yeah. And then this is a kind of a vegetable that you sometimes use in soup and sometimes you eat it fried. It's kind of green and slippery.
Culpepper or what do you call it?
I was thinking of okra.
Okra.
Yeah.
I never did grow that. I set some year or two ago and just got one or two plants.
Uh-huh.
I never did grow.
Now,
I've seen plenty of them.
Now, when you're talking about cabbage, how much of that do you raise?
Well, usually maybe put out 50, 75 plants, maybe, different times.
Mm-hmm. And so you hope, would you say, after you go out and you plant those, you might go out and look at them and say, hey, those would you say those cabbages or them cabbages is big or are big?
Are big.
You say the whole thing?
The cabbage are big.
All right. If something, when you what are you doing out here to these beans right now on the porch?
Shelling them out.
Okay. And the edible tops of turnips, what's that called?
Greens.
Yeah. Are there any other kinds? Any other kinds of greens that you eat besides turnip greens?
Mustard and kale.
All right. Anything else?
Well, some people use poke.
Now, what's that?
That's I don't know, be in the order of a weed or something.
Uh-huh.
Grows up a big leaf on it.
Uh-huh.
And make good greens while they're tender.
Uh-huh. Do you know some kind of a roots or roots that the mountain people dig up and eat?
I used to hear old people talk about getting stuff and making tea and one thing or another. I don't know exactly.
Okay.
Maybe what they used.
If you're talking about lettuce or cabbage, you'd say, we had 50 what of cabbage?
50 heads of cabbage.
All right. You ever use that expression with children? Someone saying he had 3 head of children? Have you ever heard that? Used maybe jokingly?
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
Now, if something is large and then it kind of when it you know, something, we'll say bacon or something like that, bacon or okra, when it's cooked and gets smaller, you'd say it does what? It
shrinks.
Or shrimp. Say it's all shrimp.
It's all shrinking up.
Would you ever use shriveled?
I don't believe so.
Okay. And now, what kinds of nuts are found around here?
Well, hickory nuts, walnuts, chestnuts.
Now,
beech nut.
Talk about walnuts. So what do you call the large outer covering of the walnut?
The hull.
And that's the soft one?
Yes.
And then inside is the hard one. What's that called?
That's the shell, I guess.
And now, this is another kind of nut that has a very thin shell.
Pecans.
Yeah. And then another kind of nut that your wife might use in cooking, making cookies. She might. It's a white nut.
Anus walnut?
Or out. This is. They use these in candy too sometimes. Your almonds or almonds?
Almonds.
Alright. And the kinds of nuts that grow underground, what are they called?